In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will quieten yet to hear the words of God that are written in the fourth chapter of St. Matthew from verse 17 to the end of the chapter. And these words are heard in Jesus' name. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went through all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Amen. In the beginning of our text it was said, from that time Jesus began to preach. What time is this text referring to? A little bit earlier in Matthew's Gospel, it is said how John had been put in prison. John had preached in the same way as Jesus preached here. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. Repentance and the forgiveness of sins. This sermon of repentance is heard from the kingdom of God. It has always been heard. It began already in the beginning of time. And we remember how Noah preached the sermon of repentance. He preached 120 years. And Noah probably had the same feelings as the travelers of the Old Testament time. Who believes our sermon? And to whom will the Lord's hand be revealed? The sermon of repentance that is proclaimed from the kingdom of God sounds forth clearly, as Jesus said here, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." What is repentance? Our catechism explains that it is sorrow and fear over sin and believing in the gospel. This gospel of grace of which we speak is only in the kingdom of God. When Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it can come near in many ways, but God has only one order of repentance, order of grace. And with our temporal mind, the approach of the kingdom of God may be very simple. It may be very simple. It may not come like the mind of man would teach, that it comes from somewhere up high in fine clothes and in some festive occasion. The sermon of the kingdom of God can approach one at the campfire when a young believer is fishing. There may be discussion about matters of faith. The kingdom of God may come near at the workplace. The unbelieving world may wonder why these people act the way they do. They don't join in with all the things that all the other workers do. It may come near through a believing person on a vacation trip somewhere far away. And in this way, many people have found the gracious God. When the kingdom of God comes near, then the person should be obedient to the call. The word of God teaches, "My spirit will not rebuke man forever." And the word of God also reminds us that man is like grass. Like grass withers and flowers dry up, the same way we people do. Not one of us can trust in being able to see the morrow or even this evening. So the word of God exhorts, when you hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your heart. Not one of us knows how long God will call. You, dear friend, who have left this precious kingdom because of sins and transgressions, ask God, as we often ask in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." May your kingdom come near. And when the sermon of repentance in the kingdom of God approaches you, be diligent and repent. The enemy of souls may preach that sermon, saying that grace does not belong to such a great sinner. But just remember, my dear friend, he is a liar. He was a liar in the beginning, and he lies even today. And he whispers these lies to each of us in our corrupted minds. When God calls, be diligent. Do not leave repentance for the morrow. But when God calls, be obedient to that call. Our text tells how Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God near the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, his brother. And Luke, in his gospel, explains about this event. He explains a little bit more broadly. He says that these fishermen had been fishing and they had not caught anything. And Jesus says to Peter, to Simon Peter, go further out and throw your nets. Cast your nets into the place where there are fish. 1 Peter said, Lord, we have worked all night. We have fished all night and we haven't caught anything. But since you ask, then we will do it. Before this, Jesus had spoken up from a boat. And when they hauled in the nets, they had caught so many fish that their nets were torn, and they had to get another boat to get all the fish to fit. God spoke to these brothers strongly with his blessing, with those miracles. And Peter said, according to Luke, tell Jesus, go away from me, I'm a sinful man. Jesus said to Peter, from now on I will make you fishers of men. In the same way, the same thing happened to the sons of Zebedee. They left their boat and their nets and their father and followed him. These sons of Zebedee left their father to clean the nets. And they went to follow Jesus. So they left their father. Their father did not go to follow Jesus. Later in his teachings, Jesus reminded that whosoever loves his father or mother, or his son or his daughter, more than me, then he is not acceptable to me. Sometimes in our life we have to make painful decisions in this matter. Faith is a personal thing. Children cannot get to heaven with their parents' faith, or the parents with their children's faith, or spouses with each other's faith. But each of us is asked for personal faith. That, do I want to believe like the Bible tells us? Do I want to follow the Lord Jesus? God has an order of grace, and this order is clear in the Bible. The Bible does not teach in many ways how a person becomes acceptable before God. If we think of David, he had fallen into great sins. And Nathan preached the gospel of forgiveness to him. If we think of Saul's repentance, there also, in the teachings that are in the Acts of the Apostles, it is clearly shown the grace order of God. When Jesus appeared to Saul on the way to Damascus, he was struck with blindness. Even though Jesus approached him there, his sins were not forgiven there. Jesus had already arisen into heaven, and he had left his gospel with his own disciples, as Jesus said, "Whosoever sins ye forgive, they are forgiven. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." The order of grace on this earth is with redeemed sinners. The borders of the kingdom of God go from heart to heart. And as Jesus said, when the Pharisees asked him, that when will the kingdom of heaven come? Jesus answered, the kingdom of God will not come so that it can be seen. And it cannot be said that here, it is there. But the kingdom of God is in your midst. Even today, it is in the midst of the redeemed sinners. It is in the poor, the weak children of God. Be satisfied with my grace. My power is great in the weak. And here when Jesus says, "Follow me," what does it mean? What did it mean then? When Peter and Andrew and the sons of Zebedee and many others later began to follow Jesus. These experienced fishermen left their equipment there. And we could think, when they had seen the great amount of fish, they would in their temporal minds, they would think that now we have someone who shows us good fishing places. It will be easier to earn a living. But these who had just received the grace of repentance, they saw further into the future. They saw in the same way as Moses did, as the writer of the letter to the Hebrews writes. Moses did not allow himself to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. and he did not want to enjoy that sinful life in the courts of Pharaoh. Why did Moses do this? He saw the ridicule of Christ as a greater richness than the goods of Egypt, for he looked at the reward. That is why we also, dear brothers and sisters, want to endeavor in faith today. We want to look at the reward that we, who have no merit, can one day own that portion and that joy that will one day begin but will never end. I am thinking of you, dear friend. Who are outside of this grace kingdom, think, as the writer of the Song of Zion says, the joys of this world begin with fun things, but one day the reward is suffering and death. Even today, it would be good to make the choices, like those fishermen at the lake of Gennesaret, began to follow Jesus in doctrine and in life and in suffering. What does it mean that we follow in doctrine? The writer of the letter to the Hebrews writes, do not yourself be deceived or enticed by many different teachings. And continues, how in this time these many strange teachings, foreign teachings, which say doesn't matter how you believe or what your doctrine is. It's enough that you believe in some way. The Word of God does not teach in this way, but the Word of God teaches to remain in Christ's doctrine. And in the trademarks of the Word of God that God teaches, where God tells how one gets to heaven. If we begin to teach in some other way and begin to widen the borders made by the Heavenly Father, then we will end up in great destruction. And if we teach in this way and we get others to join us, the Word of God does not teach this way. But the Word of God also teaches that we would follow the Lord Jesus in life. What does this mean? The life of a believer, even though someone in this world may think otherwise, it is that which is the essence of the kingdom of God: righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And how here at these Runaway services, here we can also see happy people. But in the midst of our everyday life, we need to make decisions. How do we act so that we act correctly? How do we act so that our conscience remains clean, and that I would act according to the teachings of God's Word? We should all listen to what is taught in the kingdom of God is taught by the mother Sarah. That simple teaching that if we do not understand something and we are warned about it, that we would be obedient to Sarah Mother. We do not always understand where the danger is, where temptation is too close, and where the place of falling is close. But how it is important for us to remember in the midst of our everyday life, in our own decisions, in the midst of our family, that we would remember what Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." How in this time there's a great temptation in young families to join the thinking of this time and the teaching of this time, where they say there's too many people in this world. Go to Lapland. There it is possible to walk for days on end without meeting up with anybody. God will take care of us people. He makes sure that each of us receives that portion that we need. And there, in the midst of a big family, we might have the temptation, how can I make a living on behalf of all of these? But I haven't yet heard that somebody would have died of hunger in Finland. And we should remember that when the Heavenly Father blesses children, He also blesses us with food and an income, and how that child is a gift from God. Like Jesus placed a little child as an example here in, as we live in the kingdom of God, that we would remember this. It is said in our text that Jesus taught the gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom the godliness of of this time does not speak of this. But why should we not speak of it? When Jesus himself said, "Search for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this will be given unto you." What is missing if everything is given? Nothing. Many times we are just missing a satisfied mind, that we would be satisfied with what we have received. And trials that we may have are also a great blessing from God, because through them God wants to keep us, preserve us as His children, so that we would not become attached to this world. But the child of God also feels, when he follows Jesus in the kingdom of God, he also experiences suffering. We experience ridicule and trouble. And the Word of God says, do not feel it strange if you feel the heat. Today we might feel the heat because it's such a sunny day. But that heat, that comes from the world. We don't need to feel that it is something strange. The kingdom of God has always been in the teeth of this world. They laughed at Noah when he built that great big ship on dry land. They probably felt he was a crazy man when he preached that a flood will come. And it is preached even today in the kingdom of God that one day this world will end. But we preach repentance and forgiveness of sins. So even at this moment, there in the bench, are those who are at home listening to the radio or the media. There in the hospital or nursing home, or someone who is perhaps on the other side of the world, and you are listening to these services. You can believe, your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And you, brother and sister, who have come to these services from in the midst of your everyday temptations, you can also believe. Sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. You can be secure and blessed. And you little boys and girls, and you dear young people who are enticed so closely by this world and all the enticements of this world, you also can believe, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And we should look at the reward so that if we remain strong unto the end, with this weak faith, we will one day win glory in heaven. Our temptations and troubles will remain here. Everything we have or don't have will be left here. But in heaven, we can rejoice forever. For this reason, you can remain with a secure mind, remain believing your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. But I, myself, came to this place feeling empty. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe together with God's people. We will remain in the grace care of God and His Word, continuing our journey blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.